This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
MEC for Transport and Community Safety, Violet Martin, the head of the department, met with taxi associations, which included Santaco, LNTA, and other local associations. Now, they were addressing the ongoing taxi challenges that are there in the Lebohum and Zebediela area. The meeting was also aimed at understanding the root cause of the conflict and exploring possible solutions. The MEC joins us on the line. MEC, good evening and welcome.
Evening to you and your listeners.
Good evening. Thank you very much for your time. Now, MEC, please talk to us about the meeting that you had that included taxi associations and looking at challenges that have been there in the Lebohum and Zebediela area.
Thanks so much. On Thursday, the 7th of August 2025, we held a meeting between the two big associations that we're having in our province, that is Santago and LNTA, to discuss the issue of the violence that was happening around the Lebohum. So that incident happened because there is a certain association called UZETA. So some of the members of that association are now breaking away from the same association called UZETA. Now they are going back to their original association. It's either they go to Santago or go to LNTA. So they were fighting. They are fighting for the roots. Because all these people are going to the CBD of Lebohum and back to the Zebediela. So because they break away from that UZETA, which is the association that claims to be having the authority over the routes from the Zebediela to Lebohum, then those people that break away from them, they don't want them to operate under their association or using the routes that was. I was told that when they give those operators permits, they were giving them permits under that association. Okay. So that's the issue that they are fighting for. But I'm happy because we reached a solution where we have established a task team, which is going back with the help of the municipality, because the issue of redesigning of the route is for the municipality, not the department. As the department will be helping them in making sure that they come up with that new designs and will be starting to issue new permits, not under any association, but a person will be given a permit based on his own standing, not because it's under someone.
Okay.
So now we're still waiting for the testing, which will be coming back to report, so we'll take it from there. But they agreed that they are going to work together until the task team come and give us the new findings and the new designs of the new routes that will be leading back to the Lebohum. Because at the beginning, the taxis were carrying people to the Zebediela for that Groothoek hospital. Because the hospital now is in Lebohum, now the route is changing to go to Lebohum, the new developments in Lebohum, so people are no more thinking about going back to the Zebediela. And so the Zebediela people are saying, no, we don't want any person to come and operate. That was the reason why they are fighting.
Oh, okay. So the root matter is necessitated by also the change in the pattern of how people travel.
Yes, because that time they were going to Zebediela, to the hospital, and now they are no more going to Zebediela because the hospital is in Lebohum, and then even the development is in Lebohum. We see many, the shopping complex and everything. So now those that are having permits to operate at Zebediela, they're saying we don't want anyone, and those people that break away from UZETA, they are the ones that are feeling the pain now.
Okay. Now, this issue of permits, you say that there will be new permits issued that will not be issued according to what organization one belongs to, right?
Yes.
But how are permits actually supposed to be issued? Are they issued according to associations, or they are issued according to an individual applicant?
It was supposed to be given to an individual applicant, but under a certain association, but the transport will be, they will be using my own taxi, this Violet taxi, but under Marche Association. So once I break away from Marche, Marche still holds my penis, and he can give it to another person, but I say I don't want to work under Marche any longer.
Is that how it is legally designed as we speak?
It was before, but now we're changing because now the law doesn't allow us even to allow people to start a new association. There will be no association that will be formed, meaning a person will come as a person to apply for a permit, not under any person or under any association.
Okay, let's clear that. You said there will be no associations that are formed. Let's clear what that means. Are you saying there cannot be new associations from now on? Or you are saying, or you are saying, whether you are in an association or not will no longer be a requirement for whether you get a permit or not?
Yes.
An individual will get a permit based on whether they qualify as an individual.
Yes, because the municipality, when they redesign, they are the ones using the ITP, integrated transport, to say, yes, for example, I'm just giving an example. They say, yes, here at Shihoko Line, we are having many routes, and those many routes are not that saturated. They will tell us, we have got 10 routes, and these two routes can qualify to have this many taxis.
Yes.
Then when you apply, the municipality will say, yes, Violet has applied for this route. Yes, this route is there. She can come and start operating. Then we'll give the permits based on that information.
What role will the associations now be playing?
The associations are part of the task team that was established so that they can help, because they are the ones that are operating already. They knew this route before us. Or they even know when that route started. So they will be helping the task team to say, yes, we see these routes are like saturated, because you can see many taxis are just parked outside. They are not doing anything, because that taxi industry is saturated as we speak. So they are the ones that are going to say, yes, from Luboho, 10 taxis operators can operate from Majaneng to Kaikai. Many taxis can operate. Then that permit will say Violet is allowed to operate from Majaneng to Luboho and back to Majaneng.
Okay. This will be the same everywhere?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why you are saying all the responsible must start. Those that they don't have the ITPs, who are helping them as the department to come up with their own ITPs, to redesign their routes, wherever.
What about allegations that says it is your officials that complicate these matters of permits? Some of them give people permits unscrupulously. So they find ways to give people permits and they complicate the issue and flood the associations with permits.
For now, that allegation is unfounded, because the department has more than 20 years without giving anyone any permits. The only thing, we have more illegal operators than those that are having permits. You will see that there's no way in which they can talk about the permits for now. Permits were issued more than 20 years back. So now we're saying these many people that are fighting, many of them are those that are without permits, and they've been recruited by this organization, the Santago and LTA, because they wanted their membership to be big. So they recruited everyone, whether you've got the permits or not. When I retire, then I've got money to can buy a taxi, then they take me to be part of their member without any permits. Like that day, they were said, yes, we get some of them, we recruited them, but we said, at your own risk, if they arrest you, it's up to you, because you don't have a permit, but you are under us. So we are trying to control that. The issue of these people issuing permits without whatever, they are just lying.
Okay. Okay. All right. No, I hear you. So that is, we'll wait for the findings and hear what happens. And just one more matter, and I hope I'm not ambushing you, but if it's something that you have not been briefed on, I completely understand. This issue of a police shooting another and the community are taking that police officer. I wonder if you've gotten a report around that as to what happened, if you can share a little with us around that.
On Saturday, also in the evening, I received a call from our provincial commissioner to say two police have killed one another, a man and a woman, a husband and a wife for that matter. So I'm sure they were in the verge of a divorce. So I don't know what happened. The man went to the shopping mall and he saw the wife that he was supposed to divorce, I'm sure. So he killed the woman, but the community member said blocked him when he was trying to go get into his car so that he can escape. Then they did what they did. So we're still waiting for the full report, but that's what I have heard. It was something like GBVF.
Okay, so there is suspicion that there were possibilities of divorce here.
Yes, they were separated before down. They were in parity.
Oh, okay. In terms of investigating, what is the focus of the investigation?
They will just focus on what led to that incident, because surely if a person was a man and a wife, now they shot one another, it means there was something behind. So we wait for that investigation to tell us what happened exactly.
But in terms of this officer that was banned, I want to believe by members of the community, what is happening around that?
That one's not justice also. That's why I'm saying we're waiting for the investigation report. Because there's no one who's allowed to kill. Even if we see a person killing another person, you can't just go and start beating or killing that person. But that one's more justice. Then the investigation will tell us what happened.
Thank you very much for your time, MEC. Good evening.
My pleasure and good evening to you too.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.